Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole. And as always, I bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. 513, baby. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm still at 615 subscribers. I added one. I was at 616 this weekend. Then I guess that person decided to drop off, so I'm back to 615. Anyway, do me a favor and tell your friends about me. Let's try to get to 700 as fast as we can. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right. I don't know about you guys, but this was a very frustrating weekend watching the Cincinnati Reds play against the St. Louis Cardinals. There's no energy with this team. Nobody gives a professional at bat. It's like David Bell's press conferences. They're all monotone and very lethargic and, well, we're going to play the right-hander versus the left-hander and the left-hander versus the right-hander, and we're going to do it by the book. And that's the way the team's playing. And I'm sorry. This team is too talented to play like this. You know how the saying goes, they take on the attitude of the manager. Well, that's what the Reds are playing like. They're playing like David Bell is in a press conference and is, all right, guys, let's go. I think they did all the right moves of signing Shogo, signing Castellanos, signing Moose, signing all these guys. Those are all great. The mistake they made was 2 years ago when they hired David Bell as the manager. If he would manage like he played, it would be different. When he played, I really liked watching David Bell play. He was a down and dirty, grinded out player, you know? He'd give you good at bats. He'd dive for the ball. He'd do whatever it takes to try and win. Now it's like, oh, it's analytics, so you can't lead off, even though we paid you and signed you to lead off. We're going to have Joey Votto lead off. What? I'm like, okay, one, Joey Votto is not a leadoff hitter. Two, have you seen him hit lately? He's terrible. And I'm a big Joey Votto fan, but dude, Joey Votto's biggest problem, I think, is he overthinks everything, just like David Bell does. They overthink, overanalyze everything. Joey Votto had that game-winning home run last week. If you listen to his interview was, that's the best swing I've had in years. Dude, you're overthinking it. The best swing he had, the best one he put on a ball this weekend was a half swing. He swung at it, decided to stop, hit the ball anyway, hits it halfway to right field for an out. I don't know, if you committed all the way and swung, you might have hit it over the guy's head or out of the park. I don't understand this. David Bell, in my opinion, is ruining Shogo Akiyama. I mean, do I think he's the greatest leadoff hitter ever? I have no idea. But he's never in the position to lead off for us to see it. That's the reason the Reds signed him. It's because we did not have a leadoff hitter. Shogo Akiyama has the most time as a leadoff hitter. That's what he did in Japan. But what's David Bell do? He hits him sixth or seventh or eighth. Joey Votto should be hitting that low because he can't hit the freaking ball right now. But you have him leading off. And the first thing Votto does, I can't remember, Saturday, Sunday's game, they both look the same to me, swings at the very first pitch and grounds out. And this team, like I said, there's no professional at-bats. It's either we swing and miss, we swing and hit a home run, or if we actually make contact, we hit it right directly into the shift. Oh, I don't know. Why don't you guys bunt? Hit the ball to left field. I mean, Mike Moustakas did the pregame show with Chris Welch, the baseball tips or whatever he calls it. And Moose was talking about when he first came up that he was a basic Deadpool hitter, and he kept hitting to the shift, and they sent him back down. Well, then he figured out I should hit the ball to left field or right field, the opposite field of what they're shifting on. Well, he's not doing it now. None of the Reds are doing it. They're hitting the ball directly into the shift. They're crushing it, but it's right where their fielders are at. You guys are Major League Baseball players. Wait on the ball and hit it the opposite direction. I don't know. Maybe lay a bunt down. The Cardinals did that yesterday. It's a mind-blowing thing. The Cardinals, who I can't stand, had base runners at first and second. Wong comes up and bunts and moves the guys to second and third. And guess what? They scored on that. Shocking. The Reds twice get players to second base and can't move them. Joey Votto, again, comes up. Guy on, you know, first, second. There might have been one out. Maybe. Instead of hitting the ball to the right side, where the shift actually is, because you get to the right side, at least you get a guy to third base, hopefully. And if you get in the outfield, you definitely get a guy to the third base. Hit the fly ball to left field. No advancement of the runner. It's just... And I got into a discussion with some of my buddies this week. And one guy who's, to me, a David Bell apologist, says, you know, they're playing the same as they did 6 years ago. I'm like, I know, you're right. You're making my point. This team is way more talented than any of those teams we had 6 years ago. We have two of the best pitchers, not only in the National League, but in baseball right now, in Sonny Gray and Trevor Bauer. You have guys throwing like that, you should be winning the division, at least in second place. Not tied for third/fourth with the Brewers. I mean, this is the Reds' stats right now. I think it's 26 games in. They're 11-15. Their batting average, they're batting .207. On base percentage is .313. Their slugging percentage is .402. David Bell's record as a manager for the Reds, 75-87. That's a .436 winning percentage. That sucks. Now you're like, okay, well, Jeff, last year's team wasn't that good. I agree with you. Last year's team wasn't as good as this year's team, talent-wise. But they still should have played better than they did last year. The consistent thing that they're doing this year that they did last year, they got off to a terrible start last year, and they never could get back in it because they can never win series. I'm not talking about going on a 10-game winning streak. I'm talking about winning 2 out of 3 from Chicago, 1 out of 2 in Kansas City. Win the series. We're not doing that. That's what consistent winning baseball teams do. And since David Bell's been a manager, we have consistently not done that. And yes, it falls on the players as well. I mean, I'm not totally blaming all on David Bell, but the team that he has and the energy and just the way they're approaching the game, that's on the manager. If you're not there to set a tone for your team of how they are to attack a game, then what are you there for? I mean, that part to me falls on him. Now, Suarez, there to me, his shoulder still can't be right because he looks uncomfortable. He's not, I mean, he's missing fastballs right down the middle that he did not miss last year. Now, last year was a great year. You know, I don't expect him to have another year like last year, but somewhere close would be nice. And I mean, coming from experience, I dislocated my shoulder about 12 years ago. And here in the last probably year, it's finally starting to feel somewhat normal. So I do understand a shoulder injury is not the easiest thing to come back from. So I do think there's something wrong with his shoulder. But getting back to David Bell, my opinion, why is Josh Van Meter up here? Why is Akiyama not up here? Not Akiyama. Aquino, sorry. Why isn't he up here? Give him a chance. Put him at DH. Shogo Akiyama, stick him in the leadoff hitter spot and leave him alone. Look what, you finally did that with Jesse Winker. And look, Jesse Winker is taking off. Now, that's another interesting thing. Jesse Winker is one of the most fun-loving Reds on the team. He's hitting the best he's ever hit in his career, but he looks like he hates it out there. He does not look like the Jesse Winker that I know, the fun-loving, goofy guy. You know, I think, again, that's David Bell. Sam McCure said this on Reds Live this week. He's like, they need to have fun. And I agree with him. It's a kid's game. You need to have fun. On that 2012 team, they had that stupid cup, the Ohio Cup or whatever they called it. that they carried around with them. And that was kind of like the rallying point. Last year, the Washington Nationals did this stupid shark dance. That's just something dumb, something fun. Baseball's supposed to be fun. These guys look like they hate going to the ballpark and hate where they're at. It's baseball. I think they need to relax. David Bell has... I think they need to get rid of David Bell because I think it's gotten so far to whatever David Bell says, they're not listening to him. I mean, there's nothing there. I mean, if a guy comes up to you and goes, "All right, guys, we need you to really come together and focus as a team, and we got, you know, these next couple games against Milwaukee, and we really got to get back into this, so let's go." And if that's the way he's talking to the team, oh, man, I'd be like, "Yeah, let's go, coach." Pfft, whatever. But, dude, we need some guys going, "Look, these next four games are a season. All right? Yeah, there's pressure. But you know what? Let's go out and have some fun. Forget the record. Play. Swing the bat. Quit thinking. Do something." But I don't think it's in David Bell to do that. Anyway, long rant. Sorry, but I really do think David Bell needs to go. I mean, I would like to check out Barry Larkin, see how he would do as the manager. But like I said, is he going to make a difference? I have no idea. But I just think something needs to change. There needs to be a shakeup. And what's really irritating me, there's rumors that the Reds are talking about trading away some of their players. That was not supposed to be the point of this season. We didn't get Trevor Bauer to keep him and then trade him away. I mean, I understand we might not sign him, but I'm hoping we went to the playoffs or the World Series and then he left. You know, that was the point of this season. Not to go, "Oh, okay, well, we're going to rebuild again." Dude, I'm tired of rebuilding. I'm tired of this. Win. Win now. All right, guys. Moving on to the University of Cincinnati Bearcats football. Unlike the Big Ten, the AAC is going to play football. And start of the season will begin September 19th. That's very, very soon. Against Austin, PA. Now, UC sent an email out, or I should say they put it on their Facebook, and I shared it. Mike Kyle shared it on Bearcat Country, and I shared it on Sports of Strawberry Ice. But there'll be no fans at this time. Now, this is the interesting part, and this gives me hope that we will be able to hopefully go to the game this year sometime. Okay. So we will permit fans in the stadium later in the season. Only if we determine that it's safe and appropriate to do so. We're not holding a time frame for such a determination. Now, what I like about this statement is, one, they said when they determine it. When a University of Cincinnati determines that it is safe and they are comfortable with letting fans in, then they will let us in, which is fine. That's where this should be. It should start with the teams. If the teams are comfortable enough with letting fans in or letting, and they're not going to let everybody in. They're going to let, I don't know, 5,000 in or something. It's not going to be that many. But it should be their choice if they decide to let us in. And then it's our choice to decide if we want to go. That's where this should be. My opinion. Anyway, I hope we had a great Bearcat season. Now, I sent this video out on Bearcats Nation and Sports of Strawberry Ice over the weekend. It was funny. It was kind of a rip on the AAC, but it was the SEC arguing with the Big Ten. You know, Big Ten saying you shouldn't play. SEC's no, we're playing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. ACC comes up, then the Big 12 comes up. They're all on a card and they get ready to leave. So then the America comes up and they want to get in the car to go to the college football playoffs. Well, they leave the American Conference on the side of the road and don't let us in, which is about normal. But my thought is, what if, like, okay, the Bearcats, they're going to play against Austin Peay. Then I think they don't have a game scheduled. They had one, but they don't have it now. I think that might have been the Nebraska game, but I'm not sure. My opinion is, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, and the American are all going to play. And they're all going to have holes in their schedule for teams that aren't going to play. Why don't they come together as the four of them, and those weekends that they don't have games, figure it out so they play each other. And then those four, to me, the national championship or the Final Four should come out of those four conferences. I mean, I know people say, hey, America, we're probably going to get killed. I understand that. But who else are you going to pick? You need four. You need four teams, you know? And it shouldn't be two from the same. I mean, if it is, it shouldn't be two from the same conferences. You should have four different conferences and try it. Now, if it was the Big Ten or the Pac-12 were playing, I understand they'd be in and not us. But they're not. So we're here. Use us. Granted, like I said, we're probably not going to beat any of the teams in the Final Four. But it would be cool. It would be cool. It would be fun. They should work something out like that this year moving forward. Just my thoughts. All right. Cincinnati Bengals. A.J. Green's back on the field today. Well, he's on the rehab field. Taking lots of wind sprints. The Bengals are being very, very cautious with him. Now, there are a lot of, according to Fox 19, Joe Dannemann, there's a lot of veterans that were off today because they're going to have an off day tomorrow. So that gives them back-to-back off days. And with the injuries that are racking up, I think that's a good thing. I think the players, they're going to have to ease their body into this somehow. And getting 2 days off to rest your body is a good thing because we don't want these injuries to happen during the season. And that's why A.J. Green, I would not be surprised if he doesn't really start practicing until the week of the season opener, which I think we're like 2 weeks away from football, which is awesome. Hopefully the Bengals will tell me if I'm going or not. I don't know. I know Kansas City announced that they are letting fans in. There's another team that announced that they're letting fans in. I cannot remember off the top of my head who it was, but they are NFL teams that are letting fans in. So the Bengals still are supposed to. I just don't know where my seats are at. Now, this is another thing, according to Fox 19's Joe Dannemann. Excuse me. Bobby Hart. The man that I am worried to death about as being on our offensive line supposedly got beat pretty badly by a rookie today. that's not good. That's the one thing I wish the Bengals had done is improve the offensive line just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I don't want Joe Burrow to be Andrew Luck. I don't want him getting hit and getting injured. And by the time they finally get themselves an offensive line, Joe Burrow retires like Andrew Luck does. I'm hoping that does not happen. So, we need to improve the offensive line. Hopefully Bobby Hart plays better, but I'm not so sure. Now, I had another interesting thing I put on Sports with Strawberry Ice this weekend. The Ravens cut Earl Thomas. And I put it out there on, actually, Bengals Nation. I should say, I put it on there. Should the Bengals pick him up? The majority of the people were in agreement with me. I just put it out there. I didn't give my opinion. I'm giving my opinion now. I say no. We're pretty good at safety. We don't need another safety. And I'm sorry, but if the Ravens and Seahawks don't want you, then there's a reason. And I think you're a cancer in the locker room. And I want no part of knuckleheads on my team anymore. We had those, and I think they cost us the playoff game against the Steelers. Excuse me, the Squealers. So we need level-headed, smart football players. The Earl Thomas, 5 years ago, oh yeah, I would have definitely taken him. Now, he's still a good football player. He's just not very smart sometimes. All right. Now we're coming to more Facebook groups that I help run. And I invite you guys to join them. They're Bengals Nation, Reds Country, Bearcats Country, and Cyclones Country. And as always, I invite you to follow me on all my social media platforms, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, this is a YouTube show. I know not always everybody can watch a YouTube show, so you can take it with me. I got a podcast. I'm on Beanpot, Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, all kinds of stuff. Do me a favor. Hit that like and subscribe button and give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. YouTubers, I said, this weekend, I'm like, all right, I'm getting up. I got to 616. I look at that today, I'm dropped off. I'm back to 615. So I'm just treading water, going up and down, up and down. Let's try to get it rolling again, try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And other than that, it's the beginning of your week. I hope you guys are having a great Monday. Let's get through this, and hopefully the Reds will win. Big stretch of games right now. They got to win the series against Milwaukee. They got to. They don't. Season's over. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See you guys.